Attachment. IDEA Dispute Resolution Processes Comparison Chart. Mediation. Who can initiate the process? Parent or public agency, but must be voluntary for both. What is the time limit for filing? Non-specified. What issues can be resolved? Any matter under Part 300, including matters arising prior to the filing of a due process complaint. There are exceptions, footnote 2. What is the timeline for resolving the issues? Non-specified. Who resolves the issues? Parent and public agency with a mediator. The process is voluntary and both parties must agree to any resolution. Due process complaint. Who can initiate the process? Parent or public agency. What is the time limit for filing? 2 years of when the party knew or should have known of the problem with limited expectations. Footnote 1. What issues can be resolved? Any matter relating to the identification, evaluation, or educational placement or provision of a free appropriate public education. There are exceptions. What is the timeline for resolving the issues? 45 days from the end of the resolution period, unless a specific extension to the timeline is granted. Footnote 3, footnote 4. Who resolves the issues? Hearing officer or administrative law judge, ALJ. Resolution process. Who can initiate the process? Public agency schedules the resolution meeting upon receipt of a due process complaint, unless the parties agree to waive or use mediation. What is the time limit for filing? Triggered by a parent's due process complaint. What issues can be resolved? Same as the issues raised in the parent's due process complaint. What is the timeline for resolving the issues? Public agency must convene a resolution meeting within 15 days of receipt of the parent's due process complaint, unless the parties agree in writing to waive the meeting or agree to use mediation. Resolution period is 30 days from receipt of the parent's due process complaint, unless the parties agree otherwise or the parent or public agency fails to participate in the resolution meeting, or the public agency fails to convene the resolution meeting within 15 days of receipt of the parent's due process complaint. Footnote 3, footnote 5, footnote 6, footnote 7. Who resolves the issues? Parent and public agency. Both parties must agree to any resolution. State complaint. Who can initiate the process? Any individual or organization, including those from out of state. What is the time limit for filing? 1 year from the date of the alleged violation. What issues can be resolved? Alleged violations of Part B of IDEA or Part 300. What is the timeline for resolving the issues? 60 days from receipt of the complaint unless an extension is permitted. Footnote 8. Who resolves the issues? Maryland State Department of Education. Footnote 9. Footnote 1. The time limit does not apply to a parent if the parent was prevented from filing a due process complaint due to 1. Specific misrepresentations by the public agency that it had resolved the problem forming the basis of the due process complaint, or 2. The public agency's withholding of information from the parent that was required under Part 300 of IDEA to be provided to the parent. 34 CFR Section 300.511, Subsection F. Footnote 2. Such exceptions include: the public agency may not file a due process complaint or use mediation to override a parent's refusal to consent to the initial provision of special education services. 34 CFR Section 300.300, Subsection B, Subsection 3. The public agency may not file a due process complaint or use mediation to override a parent's refusal to consent to an initial evaluation or re-evaluation of a parentally placed private school child or homeschool child. 34 CFR Section 300.300, Subsection C, Subsection 4, Subsection I. The right of parents of parentally placed private school children to file a due process complaint is limited to the public agency's failure to meet the child fine requirements. 34 CFR Section 300.140. The public agency's failure to provide a highly qualified teacher is not an issue subject to due process, but a state complaint could be filed with the State Education Agency, SEA. 34 CFR Section 300.156, Subsection E. Footnote 3. If the due process complaint is filed for an expedited hearing pursuant to discipline procedures, or the child is not currently enrolled and attending school, the resolution period is 15 calendar days, with the meeting being held within 7 days. If the matter has not been resolved to the satisfaction of both parties, the hearing must occur within 20 school days of the date the hearing is requested, and a decision must be issued with 10 school days after the hearing. 34 CFR Section 300.532, Subsection C, and COMAR 13A.05.01.15. Footnote 4. A hearing officer / ALJ may grant specific extension of time at the request of either party. 34 CFR Section 300.516, Subsection C. Footnote 5. The regulations allow for adjustments to the 30-day resolution period. The 45-day timeline for the due process hearing starts the day after one of the following events. 1. Both parties agree in writing to waive the resolution meeting. 2. After either the mediation or resolution meeting starts, but before the end of the 30-day period, the parties agree in writing that no agreement is possible. 3. If both parties agree in writing to continue the mediation at the end of the 30-day resolution period, but later the parent or public agency withdraws from the mediation process. 34 CFR Section 300.510, Subsection C. Footnote 6. Parent failure to participate in the resolution meeting delays the timelines for the resolution process and due process hearing until the meeting is held. 34 CFR Section 300.510, Subsection B, Subsection 3. Footnote 7. If the public agency fails to hold the resolution meeting within 15 days of receiving the parent's due process complaint, or fails to participate in the resolution meeting, the parent may seek the intervention of an ALJ to begin the due process hearing timeline. 34 CFR Section 300.510, Subsection B, Subsection 5. Footnote 8. The timeline for resolving the state complaint may be extended if exceptional circumstances exist with respect to a particular complaint, or the parent, or individual or organization if mediation or other alternative means of dispute resolution is available to the individual or organization under state procedures, and the public agency agree to extend the time to engage in mediation or to engage in other alternative means of dispute resolution, if available in the state. 34 CFR Section 300.152, Subsection B, Subsection 1. Footnote 9. The MSDE complaint procedures provides the public agency with the opportunity to respond to the complaint, including, at the discretion of the public agency, a proposal to resolve the complaint, and an opportunity for the parent who files a complaint and the public agency to voluntarily engage in mediation. 34 CFR Section 300.152, Subsection A, Subsection 3. In some cases, the complainant and public agency may be able to resolve the dispute without the need for MSDE to resolve the matter.